church with me, but she didn't start living until God took her home.
Bless you, Brother Eddie. Amen.
I loved her with all my heart, but you know what? I wouldn't bring her back for nothing in this world.
Amen.
I just wouldn't bring her back.
Bless you, Brother Ed.
Hard for me to get up this morning and come over to the church because I had a little woman on the hill where I talked to her.
Amen.
Amen. Hard for me to come in here, but you know what? She wants me to do this.
Bless you, Brother Ed.
God wants me to do it.
Bless you, Brother Ed.
And I'm going to live the rest of my days for God. I lived with old devil for so many years, and I told God, I said, if you'll save me, I promise I'll live for you.
Amen. Boy, God's a covenant God. I'll tell you that right now, buddy. He'll meet you more than halfway.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Brother Ed. Hallelujah. Man, I'm glad I'm saved. I ain't enduring. I'm enjoying. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Right.
I feel sorry for these people trying to endure to the end. Man, I'll tell you what, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory as far as I'm concerned. Skipping like a lamb.
Y'all just listen to the words of this song. I love this song.
Amen. Sing it, Sister Sharon.
Shackles by the heavy burden.
Yeah.
Beneath the load of guilt and shame.
Bless the Lord.
Then the hand of Jesus touched me.
Hey, you're good.
And now I'm no longer a savior. I'm not.
Amen.
He touched me.
Yes.
Oh.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, glory.
And oh, the joy,
yeah,
that floods my soul.
Hallelujah. No shortage at all.
Something happened, and now I know.
Whoa.
He touched me and made me whole.
That's right. That's right.
Since I met this blessed,
woo,
Savior,
bless the Lord.
Since He cleansed and made me whole,
thank you.
I will never cease to praise Him.
That's right. Amen.
I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me.
Amen.
Oh, He touched me.
Everybody, raise your hands.
And oh, the joy that floods my soul.
Yes. Amen.
Something happened,
yeah,
and now I know He touched me,
yes,
and made me whole.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good job, Sister James.
Everybody should feel that way, you know. I was listening to this song as I was coming to church, and I said, I've got to do that too.
Amen.
Because she was a wonderful singer.
Amen.
She lost her life at 32 years old with, yeah, cancer, and, you know, God took her out.
That's just graduating this life, going to a better.
Know, that's right. Life, you know. That,
yeah.
That, they still show them on TV, or their name was Joy and Roy,
yeah,
and she was,
yeah,
a beautiful singer.
Amen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have to admit, with her singing that song, I want to testify one more time.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was, yeah, missing till it made me whole.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I'm glad to know. Praise God. I ain't missing out on nothing now.
Hey.
Amen. Good job, Mrs. Jane. Good job.
Are you singing there? Does he need me to play?
Hallelujah.
Yep, yep, yep.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Bless him, Lord.
Thank you.
That's all right. No big deal.
I'm building a bridge.
It's already been good to be here.
Amen.
Go ahead, Sister Sharon. Bless the Lord.
Are you past the point of weary?
Is
your burden weighing heavy?
Thank you,
is it all too much to carry?
Bless your heart.
But let me tell you about my Jesus.
Woo!
Do you feel that empty feeling?
Bless the Lord.
Strengthen all that's stealing. And you dare before some healing.
Woo! Woo!
But let me tell you about my Jesus.
Woo!
Oh.
Glory!
He makes a way.
That's right. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Oh,
He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that He can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and His grace is free. And the good news is I know that He can do for you what He's done for me. Let me tell you about
They
you
try.
Know, once you truly let Jesus into your life, you just can't believe
what a relief.
What a relief it is.
That's right.
And you can live such a better life.
Amen, Sister Rita.
He'll do so many things for you that you didn't know that could be happening. I know when I let Him completely into my life, my life just got better.
Woo!
Things started getting better in my life.
Amen, Sister Rita.
I mean,
but from bitter to better.
It's just an amazing feeling.
Yeah.
And we can all do that.
That's
we
right.
We can all do that. In some way, every person can let Jesus into your
life. Amen.
And change your life. Because He will.
He sure will.
For the good.
Amen, Sister
it's
Rita.
It's a glow that you cannot describe.
Amen.
Glow
like
in your face
like getting a second chance. Amen. I made such a mess of my life. I'm glad the Lord allowed me to have a second chance.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I've got some help this time. I mean, I might still make a mess out of it. But at least I got some help this time. Amen.
Amen.
They sent some men to arrest Jesus. They come back without Him. They said, why didn't you bring Him? They said, never a man spake like that man spake. I appreciate that song she sung. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for a name called Jesus.
Amen.
Thank God He's willing
right.
to step down
Amen.
So that we can go up. Amen.
Right.
Oh, it's been good to be here.
Yes.
I'm kind of hesitant to jump out. Amen.
Amen.
It's pretty damn burn good. Hallelujah. Yeah. I shared this with him in Sunday school, and I'll share it with you. There was a man come to church. He's lost. He got there a little late. And the usher at the door wouldn't let him in. He said, why can't I go in? I'm lost. I want to get saved. He said, well, we're pretty orthodox. He said, you got to have a tie to go in. He went out there in his car and he looked for anything he could find. Brother Eric to make a tie out of him. He couldn't find nothing. I mean, he was looking for a rag, anything, napkin. He didn't care. He couldn't find nothing. He had to open up a trunk. And in the trunk, he had a pair of jumper cables he wrapped around his neck and tied them. He went up there and that usher looked at him and he said, well, it's kind of unusual, but I guess we'll allow it, but don't start nothing. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad God made a new and living way.
Amen.
I'm glad He is the way. And He beckons all to come to Him. And He said, all that come to Him, He said, all in no wise run away. Did y'all see the new flag pull up out there?
Yep.
Well, I brought a 24-foot ladder over here. And while I was getting that ladder out of that truck, Ed grabbed that rope, put it in his mouth, and he skinned up that pole fire. He got the ladder out of the back of the truck. He had a little trouble threading that rope through that pulley up there, but he got that thing done just like that. I want to thank Brother Ed for helping getting the flag back up. Amen. We actually did put it up a different way, but I told him I was going to tell that on him, amen. That top part of that flagpole, Brother Jerry, it just raises up. No. I didn't have to go no, my knees already knocking. I grabbed it and it moved, and I just raised up and hand down there, Brother Ed. He threw it, and I stuck it back on there, and we raised it and saluted it and went on. Go down there to Cromwell, eat some home-cooked meal, amen. Pick up the last lawnmower. We was leaving them lawnmowers on purpose. We got addicted to that smell of that restaurant. I'm telling you, buddy, you go in there. Amen. If you come out hungry out there, it's your own fault. I'm just telling you, they load your wagon down in there.
Yeah, boy.
I mean, heaping helpfuls loaded down there. Amen. Hallelujah. It's been a good week. I mean, I'm just rejoicing. I don't know about y'all, my cup pretty full. That's kind of dangerous with Eddie Wade. I mean, nobody never done for me what Jesus done for me.
Amen.
And I know they think I'm going to get over it, but I ain't got over it yet, Brother Larry. I'll tell you what now, buddy, I wish I could go through it again.
Yeah.
She tried to testify there a little bit there, Rita did. And you know what? I had such guilt. I had such condemnation. I had such a sin problem. And as I drug that up there, Brother Ed, and I finally got it up there at the foot of the cross, I was expecting God to say, there's no way that I can forgive all of that. But you know what? It didn't take him but less than a second. I mean, immediately, buddy, he forgave me. He washed me and cleansed me. And I was kind of like that Ethiopian eunuch there. I'm telling you, buddy, I went on my way rejoicing.
Yeah, right.
Hey, man, I'm still rejoicing. But I still remember, buddy, what it's like to be in condemnation. Y'all didn't know this, but last Sunday, Carol come up here after the service.
Yeah.
And her husband, I appreciate him giving his testimony. She come up here and she said, I didn't want to interrupt my husband giving his testimony, but she said, I was going to come forward this Sunday. And she said, I'll come forward next Sunday. And I said, that'd be all right, Carol, if you live that long. But I said, what if you don't make it next Sunday?
That's right.
I seen emotion in her rising up, coming out of her eyes. I said, you know, if I was you, I'd just take care of that right now while you're here. She said, you mean I can do it right now? I said, absolutely. She's going to get baptized that fast too. But she hit that altar there, buddy, and made peace with the Lord.
Yeah.
I don't know if she read the Gospel of John in here or not, but I told her to. I'll tell all of you to.
Yeah.
Soon you get saved, salvation is a fight of faith.
Yeah.
There's someone going to come against your faith.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In my case, first thing the devil told me, he said, you didn't get saved.
That's right.
And I thought, you know, I never heard him say that to me before. I must have got something, Sandy.
Yeah.
He had never said, Eddie, you didn't really get saved. So that good fight of faith, Paul said, I fought a good fight.
That's right.
It says, lay hold on eternal life.
Yes.
And it talks about, you know, study to show yourself approved unto God, a man that need not be ashamed.
Yeah.
Jesus said, if you be my disciples, continue my word, you'll know the truth, truth make you free. I want you to know it's going to be a fight. You're going to have to fight the devil.
That's right.
I fought a lot of people, but I ain't never been in such a fight as fighting the devil, Brother.
Right.
Every day it seemed like he just don't give up.
Right.
He won't go again. But you know what? I've got the advantage over the adversary. I've got this right here. You know what this right here? Romans 10:17. Now faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
That's right.
So when you get saved, just remember this. Follow up, read your Bible. One thing you're going to notice is it's going to be different. You're going to notice now it's alive. Because you're alive, you're not dead in trespasses and sins. You got the Holy Spirit about now. That Holy Spirit's going to start showing you things, teaching you things.
Yeah.
You're going to start understanding things. And you're going to get on fire. You're going to do like me. You're going to come running in here and say, guess what I read this week?
Yeah.
All these old stale, burnout Christians are going to say, I read that years ago. Well, listen, these are newborn babes in Christ. Peter said, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Have a little mercy, amen.
Amen.
I done grown a little, but I'm happy to see everybody grow, sir. It takes a while to grow. I mean, it's not like, you know, you hit the ground and you already graduate. You hit the ground and start growing. And you start going. And we're supposed to keep going, amen. All right, I really have enjoyed the service thus far this morning. Let me say this about last Sunday. Last Sunday we preached on loneliness. Mm-hmm. And that, so far that's been the most popular message.
Yeah.
this year. It's already been downloaded over 50 times. There must be a lot of people out there lonely. So we're going to preach the flip side of that coin today. We're going to preach today on the cure for loneliness. And I'm going to say this message is probably going to be as popular as that other one was, because somebody out there has a little problem with loneliness.
Right.
And you know, God's got the cure. We're going to go to Psalms chapter 56. I think we read Psalms 55 last time.
Yeah.
We're not too far from where we were. Psalms chapter 56. We're going to read that whole chapter. And David, he's the sweet psalmist. He's a man after God's own heart. And he says here, "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me." You know, you think you get saved, it's over with, but when you get saved, it's on, buddy.
Right.
All my friends, they left me.
Yeah, that's right.
Including Sandy's husband, which was my first cousin and my best friend. But we got him back. He ended up getting saved. He ended up getting baptized.
That's right.
But you know, everybody ain't exactly on board because you get saved.
No.
A lot of my friends, I never could ever get them back.
Yeah.
They departed and never did return. I tried to talk to them, they walked away while I was trying to talk to them.
Yeah.
All of them's done graduated this life. I don't know why I'm still here. But David here says, "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me. O thou Most High, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they rest my words. All their thoughts against me, all their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps. When they wait for my soul, shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is with, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee, for thou hast delivered my soul from death. Will not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living?" We'll stop right there. I'm preaching today on the cure for loneliness. Let's go to God in prayer. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, for the blessings, Lord, that we've already enjoyed. Thank you, Father, for the good Sunday school lesson this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the prayers that we've prayed already. Thank you for the good singing. Thank you for the good spirit, the shouting, Lord. Lord, the spirit that's here among us, we thank you for that, Lord. Pray you bless always our effort. May we be a blessing, not a burden to the heart of God. I pray this church will be sensitive, Lord, to your blessed will. May we press for it, Lord, I pray. May we press for it like Paul that said he pressed toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God that's in Christ Jesus. Lord, though we be small in size, small in number, may we be big, I pray, and blessings to you. In Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen.
Amen.
The cure for loneliness. Nobody wants to be lonely.
Right.
But it's easy to get lonely. Sometimes it's your fault. The Bible says he that have friends must show himself to be friendly. Sometimes you run all your friends off. You're sarcastic. You're critical. People are afraid to be around you. Sandy can say amen about Brother Ed about that. That's what said around Brother Ed, didn't you? Oh my, I was very critical. It seemed like I was gave so much of my mind away. I don't know if I've got any left today or not. But you know, to have friends, you got to be a friend.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. You know, I'm glad the Lord is a friend. Amen. Friend of sinners, he's a friend this close to a brother. He's a friend that loveth at all times. And thank God for a friend like that. But loneliness, sometimes it's your own fault. You said, there's a door, hit it, don't come back.
Yeah.
See what I'm talking about? Sometimes we've got a part in the problem of loneliness. Yeah. You know, Lord, he ain't going to break the door down. He's just going to say, can I come in?
Right.
You got to say, come on in, Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, I had sweet fellowship with the Lord this morning like I did every day this week. And the Lord, He mentioned in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 and 6, the Lord said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. This is not a friendly environment down here. They was trying to find that Brian Launder and found four people looking for him.
Yeah.
It ain't like it used to be. This ain't Kansas no more, Colonel. I'm telling you, lock the door, load the gun, turn the dogs loose. Amen. Sleep with one eye open. These are perilous times we're living in.
You're right. Come on.
Come on.
People don't want to go the right way.
Right.
That's right.
They're determined to somehow make it apart from God. And to them, you look like an advantage. You look like you might have some money. I don't really want to say this, but a CEO of this business went down to casino, won, I think, $10,000. And a man followed him home and killed him and took the money. I'm just telling you, that's the way it is down here. I'm glad, praise God, he that keeps me, Mitchell.
Right.
He neither sleeps nor slumber. When I go to bed, I say, Lord, I'm going to sleep. You watch over the house.
Yep.
You're in charge. I'll see you in the morning. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know if you got a smoke alarm or whatever you got. Of course, we got two dogs in the house. That's the best smoke alarm I know. And that weekend, they woke me up this morning about 3:30. I thought I woke up on my own. They licked me in the ear, licked me in the face. Time to get up, boy. And you know what? I thank God them two little dogs. I took them, got a haircut this week, Brother Jerry. One of them's bald in number one, the other's bald in number two. That little one plumb insulted. She was a little bigger than the other dog because she got a haircut. She's very intimidated by that little side now. But you know what, them dogs? Man, they show love. They show affection. It's hard to be lonely if you got a good dog. Amen. Ain't that right, Sister Sharon? She's telling me about Snoopy liking that door. She said she'd go up there and watch everything go by. Well, that's kind of like us. Amen. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19 says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. I'm glad I got someone between me and the enemy. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm telling you, praise God. This is perilous times we're living in. It also said, Isaiah 54, verse 17, no weapon that's formed against thee shall prosper. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 tells us that in the last days shall be perilous times. We have arrived. I'm telling you, buddy, I don't know if anything's going to be sacred or not. Not only are they paying people to come to this country, pay them to come.
That's right.
They're giving them, or they're in the process of giving them, $450,000 each. That's your money.
Right.
Families are going to get somewhere around $1 million to come to America illegally. You know what? I'm glad for a place called Edmond.
That's right.
Man, they might mess it up down here, but praise God, it's in order there.
That's right.
Amen.
God put the gold down the road. I'm sure all them television preachers, if any of them make it there, be out there mining gold. I don't know. I'm going to be enjoying the beauty of heaven, enjoying the family I got up there, enjoying the time. God, give me time be no more. Throw that time mix away. Throw the calendars away.
Right.
Down here, I'm on the clock. I'm watching the clock back there. I know I... Y'all can just take so much. I'm full right now, so I've got holding back a little something. She's looking down there at her watch, saying, where is he at here? Amen. But you know what? You can just take so much. And if a preacher doesn't have any discernment, he will do what I call overkill, like he should have quit like 30 minutes ago. And it takes You know, you have to grow. You have to be seasoned and mature to know how much a congregation can take.
Yeah.
Now, if it's good, I'll say, preach on, brother.
Yeah.
And if it's dead, I don't want to go to a funeral house, funeral home when I come to church. But if it's dead, I'm going to be like Joe Biden looking at his watch when it was on there. 13 people got blown up over there in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Oh, my. Jesus promised you comfort. John chapter 14, verse 18. Jesus said to you that are saved, Sarah, he said, I will not leave you comfortless.
That's right.
He said, I will come to you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many times God's came to me.
That's
right when I needed him.
Right.
I mean, I turned around to Terry Williams, amen.
Yes.
Our daughter got killed in a car wreck. I believe it was May 30th, 1995. I've never been so devastated all my life. I was at my mother's house. I went over there to spend Sundays with her. Dad had left her for another woman. I was trying to comfort her, trying to encourage her. And she fed me good, buddy. I'd give anything to sit at mama's table one more time. Oh, my. When I done eating, I'd lay down and take my Baptist nap, you know. And the phone rang. And mama answered that phone, and I could tell by the look on her face it wasn't good. She said, it's for you. I answered that phone, and it was TJ Hospital, and they said, you need to get out here as fast as you can. Your daughter's been in a terrible wreck. And my daughter never left the hospital except in a hearse and then went from there to the funeral home. But I'll tell you this, when you can't go, he'll carry you.
Yeah.
Until you can.
Yeah, right.
That dream about the footsteps and saying is true. He'll carry you till you can go again. He carried me through that terrible time. You know, I can't imagine not having the Lord there to help us through times like that. I'm glad we don't have to worry about that.
That's right.
You know what? The world may not care, but he does.
Yes.
Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, I believe it is, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Maybe it's verse 7. But he cares for you. He cares about when you're afraid. He cares about when you're hurting. He cares when you're weary. He cares enough that he said, I will not leave you comfortless, sir. He said, I will come to you.
Right.
One so great, one so mighty will come to your house.
Right.
See, let's reason again. Let's talk about it. It'll be all right. Yeah. Well, let that sink in just a minute. Amen. I mean, he cares enough to come to you. Amen. He promised you comfort. Romans chapter 15, verse number 4, it says that we, through patience and hope, might have comfort through the Scriptures. That Word of God is a pretty good comforter. I got a lot of comfort reading the book of Job when my daughter got killed in that wreck. Brother James, I realized that man buried 10 children. And he said what we all should say, the Lord giveth, the Lord's taken away, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
But what I got was he went on. He didn't stop there. It wasn't like it was a stopping place. He went on. And I thought, well, if he can go on bearing 10, I can go on bearing 1. I drew some strength on the book of Job. You can too. If you'll spend some time in the Word of God, it'll do you good.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. He's the God of all comfort. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. And He comforts us in all of our tribulations so that we can comfort others, because we ourselves are comforted of God in verse number 4. See, He comforts you so you can comfort others.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But without Him, ain't nobody going to be comforted.
Right.
Jesus from the cross proclaimed, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Matthew chapter 27, verse number 46, I believe it is. I can't even read my own writing. But from the cross, Jesus uttered the words, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? We see him smitten, forsaken of God because of our sin.
That's right.
You see, sin separates you from God.
Yes,
and here he is that knew no sin but became sin for fulfilling the prophecy of Psalms chapter 22,
yeah,
verse number 1, which says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Yeah.
He was showing the Jewish people, the Israel people, that they were crucifying their Messiah. There was no missing it. They didn't want to admit it. They tried to hide it. But I'll tell you right now, buddy, it wasn't done in no corner. Right out there put to an open shame was the Messiah, the Savior, the Passover Lamb crucified for the sins of the whole world.
Yeah.
He was forsaken because of us. Amen. So He knows what it's like to be lonely. He knows what it's like to be forsaken. Amen. He's touched in all points like we are. He also was connecting Himself with loneliness. It's kind of hard to understand loneliness if you've never been lonely. So now He can know what it's like to be lonely. Amen. That old song. There'll be somebody waiting, and I won't have to cross Jordan alone. I don't remember exactly how that goes. But you know, one day, it's going to be our last day.
That's right.
If the Lord hadn't come, Brother Mitchell, we're going to give up the ghost.
That's right.
Now, I read a book in there for a long time called Voices from Eternity. Me and Brother Ed, we certainly remember it. He was pretty much always here every Sunday. I read from that book, excerpts from that book. Someone said, can't you see Him? He's standing right there. They said, can't you hear the music? Can't you hear Him singing? Look, there's bunches of them. There's millions of them. Look.
Yeah.
But you know what? We see through a glass darkly.
That's right.
We see in part. We know in part. Here's an example. Acts chapter 7. They're stoning
Stephen.
You know what he said, Bonnie?
Yes.
I see heaven open. You see it at that last second of this life. You get to see into the next life. He said, I see heaven open.
Yeah.
And Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
Amen.
I won't have to cross Jordan alone, Brother Jerry.
Right. Amen.
There will be somebody there to meet me. There will be somebody there to greet me. And I won't have to cross Jordan alone. Thank God. Amen. I mean, that's coming to all of us if the Lord, if He tarries, if He doesn't come, even though we want Him to come now. But if He doesn't, I'm telling you, that's coming to all of us. But praise God, I won't be lonely. Amen.
Right.
Psalms chapter 23, verse 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For Thou art with me.
That's right.
Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. You'll have comfort and you'll have company because that day's coming. I've noticed none of us getting no younger. I seen this morning we're all sniffling, hacking, coughing. I can tell we're not going to live forever down here. I'm already seeing the signs of the fall and winter coming. I never liked that. Now I did when I was a kid, slide down the hill and enjoy the snow. Now I'll build a big fire and try to set up as close to it as I can.
Amen.
Amen. We'll have company at that last day, if the Lord tarries and doesn't come get us all, I'm telling you, He'll be there. Jesus promises you comfort, and Jesus promises you companionship. In that same verse, He said, I will come to you. Amen. He will come to you. Those three Hebrew boys that were thrown in that furnace. When that King Nebuchadnezzar in his rage and fury had them boys thrown in there and they killed the ones that threw them in there. You know what he said, Kevin? He said, I see forward.
Yes.
How's that for a message? I see forward.
Amen.
Did we not throw three in there?
Mm-hmm.
And he's going, 1, 2, 3, 4. He said that four, Brother Ed.
Yep.
Said he looks like the Son of God. I might get thrown in the fire, but if I do sin, I won't be alone, amen.
Amen.
Somebody said, why was he walking around in there just trying to keep him freezing to death, amen? I'm telling you right now, the fire didn't have no effect on him. It didn't have no harm. It didn't even smell like smoke. They come out of there smelling the fragrance of God, amen.
Amen.
Oh my. Daniel chapter 3, verse 25, he said, I see four. Even Daniel in the lion's den, he said, "My God has sent his angel and have shut the lion's mouths." Man, I don't want to be around no lion, but if I am, I'll be around one. I want somebody to hold that mouth shut. Amen.
Amen.
I'll tell you right now, got bruises all over me and cuts all over me. Yeah, somebody hold the mouth of a lion. I'll use it for a pillow like Daniel did. Amen. I just want you to understand the companionship. It's one thing to get thrown in the fire. It's another thing to get thrown in a den of lions. But you're not alone if you get thrown in. You're a child of God. I tell you that. Amen. Hallelujah. Paul mentioned that all men had forsook him. He said, "Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me." In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16 through 17. And he said he was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Amen.
Amen.
So he right like Daniel there, buddy. Had an episode with a lion. Amen. He said, "I was delivered out of the mouth of a lion." Paul said, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" Romans chapter 8, verse 31.
Amen.
Just like David killed that giant named Goliath with the help of God. David said, "I come to thee in the name of the Lord." 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45. I'm going to stop right there real quick. Not much has changed. Simple. We got giants down here. We got big tech giants. We got all these big rich tyrants that think they're politicians. We still got the advantage, Bonnie. We just don't do it. I've heard a lot of things, but one thing I heard here recently, a friend of mine, I grew up with him. I don't know if you remember him or not, Sandy. Billy Gore. You remember him? Lived over on Newman Street. Lived right across from where I grew up. Billy Gore, he got saved, got called to preach. He was telling me this, Brother James. He said his house burnt down, and he said, "I had a Fannie Mae government loan. The insurance wrote out a check for the house, but since it had Fannie Mae's name on there, he signed it, sent it to them to sign it, and they kept it." Now, Billy's done paid all these people to be working, rebuilding his house. I mean, we've done accumulated quite a bit of money already. Brother Ed, Billy called up there and he said, I need that check to pay for my house being rebuilt. They said, "We're keeping that check." You know what Billy said, Brother Ed? He said, "I want you to know this." He said, "I'm a man of God." He said, "I'm going to be praying for you." And he hung that phone up. It wasn't no time he got a check in the mail. I'm just telling you.
Amen.
We've got the same advantage David had over Goliath. We just don't use
right.
it.
Right.
He said, "I'm going to be praying for you." But they sweating bullets up there in Washington. They said, "We need to do something quick. We're about to get in trouble." Nobody wants to get in trouble, but the worst trouble you can get in is get in trouble with God.
That's right.
Now, that's one thing, get in trouble, Brother Ed or Brother Eddie or anybody else. But when you get in trouble with God, that's the worst kind of trouble anybody be in.
Right.
They got real close to getting in that kind of trouble, Brother Jerry. And what they did, they signed that check and they sent it back to Billy. And he was able to pay these guys. I mean, he's about to have a nervous breakdown. What am I going to do? And I just want you to know, praise God, we've got help. We've got companionship. We've got comfort. Amen. David told Goliath, he said, "I come to thee in the name of the Lord." 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45. He said, "The battle is the Lord." Verse 47. He said, "Not only have I come to you in the name of the Lord, not only is the battle of the Lord," that giant went down, but I mean flopping like a fish down. David went over and took his head off. We've got the same today. God hadn't changed. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13, verse 8.
Amen.
And I'll just tell you right now, one reason we don't have as much victory as we have is because we don't take advantage of what we've got to have victory with. This is a letter from God. He wrote in here, "Exceeding great and precious promises to you."
Right.
You can't claim if you don't know them. I know them.
That's right.
Man, I get down to the pitch and I pray like this. I say, "Lord, your word says, I'm poor and needy. If the Lord thinketh on me," I said, "Lord, thank you for thinking
Amen.
On me." I got a check in the mail Saturday for $1,825 and it was from some credit union. I thought, what the heck? I mean, it just came in a great big envelope. Nothing, no, nothing. I'm scared to death cash. I ain't touching a 10-foot pole. I ain't throwing away that money yet, but I ain't got the cash. Made out to anyway. It looked like a trap to me. I'll just tell you right now, buddy. I'm not looking for trouble. But if I'm looking for trouble and messing with the wrong one, amen, I might be poor and needy, but I ain't stupid, I tell you that right now. Amen. Jesus promises you comfort. Jesus promises you companionship. And Jesus promises you a city. Amen.
Right. Right.
John chapter 14, verse 1 through 3. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it weren't so, I'd have told you. He said, I go away to prepare a place for you, sir.
Amen.
Man, I got a clear deed to a mansion. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Woo! I may not do nothing for you, but wait till I move in. Y'all be trying to play catch up. Me and Brother Eric been down there shouting all over the place. Y'all be sitting there. I'm going to shout one of these days. Ain't no better time than right now.
That's right.
Man, I ain't never had a whole lot down here, but I'm going to have a whole lot up there.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Oh, my. He said, I go away to prepare a place for you. Brother Eddie said, and if I go away, he said, I'll come and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there you may be also. That's where I'm going. Fellas, I'm going to be falling up there, honey. I promise you that. I don't know if we'll have wings or not, but I know this, we ain't going to fall. Our Bible said, we'll be renewed like an eagle. I'll be young. Man, I'll have a little bit of get up and go, and I'll have somewhere to go. Some of y'all be sitting there taking laps. Whoa! Sound like a train coming by. Remember that Ed Gilbert saying, hell, we'll just wait till they catch up, and then we're going. Hallelujah. I mean, heaven's going to be a wonderful place. I mean, it's beyond explanation. Bible tells us that Abraham sought for a city whose builder and maker is God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 10. John described the city of God in great detail in Revelation chapter 21, verses 10 through 27. By the way, that last verse declares only saved people are going into this city. I won't be around no more devils. Sister Joanne. You know, I'm looking at the clock back there, and I think I've got time to slip this in here. Back when I first got saved, I was about as naive gets, Brother Eric. I mean, I'm just three sheets in the Holy Ghost. And we had a good service on a Sunday night, Sister Bonnie. Man, we come home, I told my wife, I said, honey, you go ahead and go on to bed. I'm going upstairs to spend the night with the Lord.
Amen.
I was full. I'm talking about, I was beside myself. She was kind of glad to get away from me. I mean, I just had a good dose, sir. You know what I mean? I'm just in cloud nine, I guess. But anyway, I went upstairs. I read my Bible. I'm praying. I'm enjoying. We live in a town 9,000 Ebony Road. I'm upstairs, boy, and I mean, I'm just bragging on God, thanking God. I'll read a little bit, pray a little bit, read a little bit, pray a little bit. About that time, sir, I heard birds chirping, singing outside. We're talking about mornings on the way. The birds already announcing the morning's coming.
Yep.
I went over and opened up that window, that upper. We had a two-story house, that upper story. I opened up that window, and I looked at that window, and them stars looked like diamonds up there, and I said, Lord, your word says the heavens declare your glory. I said, Lord, what a glory you declare this morning.
Amen.
I mean, brother, they were shining like diamonds.
Amen.
And I went back to reading my Bible and praying. And it was done up in the morning, Brother Jake, and I heard somebody down there. I ain't about to come down. No way. And they just kept on. I'm not coming down. Forget it. And I finally, she knocked, and I come down, Brother Jerry. I'm a little bit irritated. I get that way. Open up that door, Sister Bonnie. And there stood a very grandmotherly type lady there. Very petite. Very well dressed. And I seen her standing there. I'll tell you, her first name was Sharon. I won't tell you no more now. So I said, can I help you, ma'am? She said, yes, sir. I'm selling cancer insurance. And I was just wondering if you'd be interested in it. Remember this. I'm three sheets in the Holy Ghost. And I told that lady, Sarah, I said, no, ma'am. I said, I'm covered by the blood. It covers everything.
Amen.
I just don't think I have no need of nothing else. But if she took a step back, I may have took a little wind out of her sales pitch. I don't know. She took a step back, and she said, sir, I perceive you're a Christian. I said, you perceive well, because so I am. And I done something I shouldn't have done here. I said, Sharon, would you like to come in and have a glass of tea? She was wanting in my house anyway, so he's knocking on the door. She said, I'd love to. I've never done anything this stupid in my life. I fixed Sharon a glass of tea. My baby's in bed. My wife's in bed. And Sybil, here's what I messed up. I said, Sharon, I said, the Bible says if you so much as give a glass of cold water in Jesus' name, you'll get a reward. I said, I'll give this glass of tea to you in the name of Jesus. That changed everything. I mean, to look at her, you thought it'd be all right and let her in your house. When I said, I'll give this glass of tea to you in the name of Jesus, something happened. She's trying to drink this glass of tea. She's taking both hands. She's spilling tea everywhere. She's trying to pour it to her mouth, and she's shaking so bad she can't. And she sets it down on the end of our counter there, and then she goes over and falls down by our kitchen sink, and she starts snarling and growling. I mean, like, and I'm sitting there. That's one reason I'm bald-headed dad, I'm pretty sure. Every hair I had, I looked like a reverse mohawk, but I mean, it went straight up. And I'm sitting there thinking, this ain't good. This woman's in my house, laying over on my kitchen counter right next to my kitchen sink, and she's I'm sitting there thinking, you know, this is just play acting, you know. The Bible does say try the spirits, whether they're God or not, let every spirit confesses Christ of God. I didn't try the spirit. But anyway, I'm sitting there thinking, I need to do something. And I went over to Larry, and I just touched her on the shoulder. I said, are you okay? Bonnie, she came up off of that counter, and she lunged on me just like this right here with, I can't do my teeth like she did because it'd break them out. Gnashing her teeth, she come down on me. I crouched down in the fetal position in the corner. I'd have run, pull them out of my shoes if there had been any place to run, but there wasn't no place for me to run. I was cornered. I went down. And I mean, I'm like this right here, hoping to survive. I done read enough Bible to know about seven sons of one Sheba that took it on themselves to cast out a demon out of a man. That demon said, Paul, I know, and Jesus, I know, but who are you? Right. And that demon leaped on themselves, and they left that house wounded naked. I wasn't going to do nothing. I was just hoping to survive.
That's right.
I was expecting right then, have my head ripped off, be on the Daily Times, Barron County man, met an early death on 9000 Avenue Road, but to my amazement, instead of her laying hands on me, she stopped and ran out the door. And I thought, whew. I'm saying all this because we're not going to have no devils in heaven. We've got plenty of devils down here.
Right.
Most of them live up in Washington.
That's right.
We've got plenty of them. She went out, she come back in. She went out, she come back in. My wife had anointed our house with oil and prayed over it that no unclean spirit be able to stay in our home, and that's pretty much what I saw. She'd go out and come back, go out and come back. By this time, my wife wakes up, Sister Joanne. She comes walking up the hall, rubbing her eyes. And that woman went by her snarling and growling. She said, what the heck is going on? I said, I don't know. I'm fixing to find out. This is a true story. So the next time she come back in our house, I said, Sharon, come here, man, I want to talk to you. She stopped right dead in her tracks, come straight to me. I pulled a chair out. She sat down in it. I scooted her up the table. I sat down right beside her, Bonnie. I may not know what to do, but I did care. I wanted to help her. I really did. My wife, using good judgment, she sat the other end of the table. I should have enough sense to do the same thing she did. But I asked Sharon. I said, Sharon, I said, are you sure you're saved? She started to answer me something. Something happened. To me, it looked like something kept her from talking because she grabbed her throat, looked real funny, and said, like that. My wife said, honey, where you go to church at again? She grabbed her throat, pointed flyers on the table. I have no idea. I'm going to stop that tale right there. I just want to tell you something. We got devils down here.
Right.
Plenty of them. We got devils corrupting minds of our children in our schools. We got devils rewriting laws that are sacred that should be left alone. We got devils down here. But where we're going, praise God, Sister Bonnie, there's going to be no devil.
That's one.
Can you imagine trying to enjoy heaven with a devil around? You see what I mean? We're going to be able to go to this place. We're going to be able to enjoy the joys of the Lord with no devils around. Amen.
Amen.
Only saved people will be there. You can find this. Revelation chapter 21. Verse 27, at least read that one verse. You have to be saved to go to this city. By the way, There's going to be more than 144,000 going to live in this city. Amen. I used to work with a guy who's a Jehovah's Witness, and he had more than 144,000. Revelation chapter 7, verse 4. I said, oh, buddy, you might want to read that. Verse 9, there'll be a multitude which no man can number of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues. And I want you to know this, not only will they be there, but they'll hunger no more. Neither thirst anymore. By the way, Brother Ed, it'd be better than that. Let's drive down there at Cromwell. Man, I'm talking about, we talking about heavenly manna, amen. And we talking about divine diets. I don't know what we'll eat. I just know it's going to be good. We have as much of it as we want, amen. We have enjoyed going down to that restaurant. Man, haven't done been there 3 times. They probably think we live there. We drive an hour to get down there. Amen. The Lamb of God, which is in the midst of them, shall feed them and lead them unto living fountains of waters, and He will wipe away their tears from their eyes. Revelation chapter 7, verse 16 through 17. By the way, I hold a clear title to a mansion in this city. How'd you get it, Brother Eddie? I just asked for it. God wanted to give it to me. I remember one Sunday was at my grandmother's house. We all met there for Sunday, try to have some family time, and the phone rang, and my other grandmother, which was there, that was my mother's mother. My dad's mother was the one that had us all over. My mother's mother answered the phone. Brother Eric, she handed it to my mother. Mama started crying. And the phone call was, while we was there enjoying ourselves, our house was burning to the ground. So we all got in the car and drove down there. I never will forget it. And the house was completely engulfed. Completely. And the firemen were working, and they was trying to put it out down on Beaver Creek Point Road. Mama, we was just trying to hold her together. She just melted. And Sister Bonnie, the fireman, come down there, and they said, Miss Wade, this is the only thing we could get out of that house. They handed her a little box, and it had her wedding rings in there. And that was all she got, was them wedding rings, Sarah. You know, for all I know, my house is on fire right now. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it ain't. But I know this ain't never going to be on fire. Man, I'm talking about my long home. My wonderful home. That Jesus loved me enough to give me, Brother Ed. When I move in, I want you to know I'll finally be home. Amen. Well, can't wait to finally get home. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo! Man, I don't know about y'all, but I hold a clear deed called mansion. I'm thankful, amen, for all the things of God. I'm thankful for the comfort. I'm thankful for the companionship. I'm thankful for the city. But I just want you to know this. He loved you enough that He wanted you to have all of that. And if you don't have it, you can. I'm telling you right now, you can. You got to come to Him and say, Lord, I heard about how much You loved me. I heard about how much You suffered for me. And if You still have me, I want You to forgive me. By the way, I'm adopted. Amen. I got adopted in the family of God. I ain't got nothing against adoption. Amen. Amen. I got adopted in the family of God. He's my father now. Amen. Hey, He's son now. Hallelujah.
Bless Him, Lord.
Woo! Oh, I don't like You. He would well. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'll take any term, but He's my father now, and I'm His son now. And it's His, Jesus said, it's the Father's good will to give you all these things.
Amen.
He wants to give. He wants you to have them. You say, I don't deserve them. That's true. He still wants to give them.
That's right.
Well, I took God's name in vain. That might be true. He's kind to the unthankful, to the unkind. His hand reaches out and says, I still love you. I still want you to come live with me. I want to give you not only eternal life, forgiveness of sin, but I want to give you a real home that you can call your own. You know, you can call your home yours. They can take it.
That's right.
They sure can. Matter of fact, I think they're in the process of going in this direction. Nobody's going to be able to own anything in America. You're not going to be allowed to have ownership of anything. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if they can push that through, but that's what they're trying to do. Yeah. I don't want to leave you on that kind of note. God wants to give you everything you need in this life and everything that you'll need in the next life. Queen of Sheba heard about Solomon. She come a long way to see him. Sandy, when she saw it all, you know what she said?
Yeah.
She said it was a true report. She said, however, the half ain't been told. I guess that's what we'll say when we get to heaven, Brother Ed.
That's right.
We'll say, boy, it was a true report, but the half ain't been told. Amen. Lord, we thank you, Father, for this message on the cure for loneliness. And Lord, if there's somebody here this morning, Lord, that doesn't have the peace of God that passes understanding, doesn't have the joy unspeakable full of glory, doesn't have their name in the book of life, sinned under the blood of Jesus, I pray, God, today, Lord, they'd make a move in that direction. And I pray, Lord, that you'd make them whole, and I pray they'd never have another lonely moment in their life. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. I get Brother Jerry, please, Sister Sharon, sing a verse of invitation on him. I don't know how many people we got listening online, but I know one thing, we got a lot of people here today. If it's well with you, great. If it's not, do something about it. I tell you right now, the Bible says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. No better time than right now to do something about it. Amen. I guess everybody's standing.